listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Glad to hear you. Glad to hear you. I hope you can hear us. We'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in, if you can, is 407-894-1680. This is a talk show. That's right. It's a talk show. The talk show, well, we talk, you listen. And also, you talk, we listen. So it's a two-way street. That's why I gave you the phone number to call us, 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't know what we're all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Before we begin tonight's show, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my wonderful, smart wife. She's the better half. She's the smart one and the better half. What? I can't even talk anymore. I've lost my mind. Lynn Golder, co-host. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the first Sunday in February. That's right. Welcome to the February 4th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All the way from College Park, Florida. The one, the only. She loves to dance on the tables. Our beautiful co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. And please don't share my secret, Michael. I don't want people knowing I dance on tables. So I hope everybody's doing well.
Well, glad you're with us. Michael, you better tell everybody what's going on here right now.
And all the way from Ocoee, Florida. The one, the only, he's the one that's pushing the buttons since we're on the radio. And he's our engineer, and he's the one with he's the captain of the ship. Our one, the only, Chris Shaw. You listening, Chris?
You already know I'm here live and in full effect with you.
Hey, Chris.
Well, we hope we'll have a show tonight. Because right now we're having.
We will.
We always have a show.
We're
Michael.
Going to have a show.
Well, right now it is teeming. And it's thundering here, and I'm getting alerts from right and left from Lake County. So just crossing our fingers.
I got them coming in through our EAS system, too, so I hear it.
Yeah, supposedly it's only till 7:30 in the storm, so I'm hoping it blows out to the ocean real fast. Go away. Go away.
We're well, the blind radio show. My chimes aren't singing, so the wind's not blowing.
Sheila and I will dance on tables then, so we can...
All right.
Yeah, do a rain right, dance.
We
a go
it.
Away rain
we'll
dance.
We'll do the rain dance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Michael, I'm going to do this quick shout-out.
Okay, give a quick
shout-out. I have this one shout-out. Chris, I sent you something about this. Fred Brining, I think that's his name, Chris. We sent you a Subway card back in October and November, and they both came back. So Fred Brining, if you're listening from Boca Raton, Florida, please call the studio and give Chris your updated address, because evidently this one is incorrect.
Yeah,
so,
I saw that.
407-894-690. Fred, phone number is 407-894-690. Call Fred.
1680.
Right. I said 407-894-1680.
Well, yeah, but you said it really fast, Michael.
Yeah, come on, Michael. Just in case he doesn't
407-894-1680. Hey, did I say it?
Have these Subway cards. There we
well,
go.
Well, yeah.
All right, Sheila, you're up. What are your shout-outs? Or who are your shout-outs?
My shout outs are to our GOCB friends who are listening, Greater Orlando, Florida Council, ACB friends, NFB friends, and happy Valentine's Day to anyone that is celebrating Valentine's Day. So
there you go, and happy belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank
party
you.
Girl.
Yeah. Happy, oh, birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
It was delightful.
I could tell from the photos. I'm so sad we weren't
my
there.
My oldest son flew in Saturday night with it. My daughter-in-law and I surprised me.
That's amazing. Oh, who's older? Not Chris. The other one.
Joe is older.
I'm always the oldest.
Not you.
Oh.
Where does Joe live? Where does Joe live?
Joe lives in Petal, Mississippi, and he and his wife flew in Saturday night and showed up at the restaurant, and I had gone to the ladies' room, and I came back, and Patty, my sister Patty, said, come here, there's somebody else here that I want you to talk to, and I have to tell, I'm going to admit this publicly, and I hate to admit it, but being blind just stinks, okay? And I haven't seen my son since my granddaughter graduated, which was 3 years ago. And when I talk to my son, it's only, hey, how you doing kind of conversation. So I walk up to this tall young man who says, hey, we heard it was your birthday. We thought we'd stop in. I had no clue.
Oh, no.
It was my son.
Oh, no.
I was so upset with myself because he,
yeah,
I said,
but he changed his voice to fool you.
No, he said, Stephanie's with me. Well, when he said Stephanie's with me, which is my daughter-in-law, mm-hmm. I immediately knew who it was, and I just burst into tears.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Unbelievable.
So, yeah. Yeah,
that's
and
so nice.
My whole family was there except for my granddaughter, who is at the University of Alabama.
Oh, Roll
and
Tide, okay.
He said, yeah, go Roll Tide. Anyway.
And I saw Jacob was there and the little one.
Allison.
Yeah.
Yep. And my niece and nephew and my sister and my brother-in-law, my stepmother, Faith, who is 92. Hmm. And my whole family was there except for my granddaughter. And Joe said, Mom, I really tried to figure out how to fly her in, but I just couldn't make it happen. I said, it's okay, honey. You guys surprised me, so it's all right. It's all
that
good.
Was the milestone birthday.
It was wonderful.
That's wonderful.
So much fun.
And Chris, I saw Nakia was celebrating. Was that today? When was her birthday?
Her birthday is the 31st.
Oh, okay.
So
January.
Right.
Another January.
Yeah, her birthday is the 31st, so she just went out. I told her, go have fun, go enjoy yourself, and we'll pick back up again later.
Okay. Well, it looked like she was having a good time. Looked like Margaritaville or something?
Yeah,
or is that Daytona?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well,
don't ask, don't tell.
Oops, maybe I blew the secret.
Well, But no, no.
Oh, 12 kids, right?
Yeah, she went somewhere. I didn't even know where she was.
No, he saw the pictures on Facebook. It wasn't a secret. Anyway, well.
Chris, everybody. You're silly. Yeah.
But I do have a shout out that I want to give out. Congratulations. On both sides of my family, my mom's side and my dad's side, twins run heavy. And my cousin just had another set of twins.
Oh, therefore, wow. This makes
her second set of twins. My sister has twin boys, and my cousin has a set of boy and a girl, and she has another combination of a boy and a girl. And they were born on yesterday. So congratulations to newly Kobe and Kenzie, who were born on yesterday.
Wow. And that's in Chicago?
In Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Very nice.
So the population of Chicago keeps on rising.
I know, right?
Wow. That's amazing. So what else?
So folks.
Look,
this is the show where it's all about Blind and Beyond.
We're like families. We have to
discuss everything on this show. If you have something to discuss, call us 407-894-6080. Glad to have us. Hope you enjoy having us. We enjoy having you. It'd be nice if you call in. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-680. Before I go any further, one minute to break, so I can't discuss it now. But I can't discuss it now. I'll discuss it later. I have to discuss it later then.
You know what, Chris? We might as well go to break, and then we'll talk to our first guest.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Roger. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. an adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Lynn, are you up?
Actually, no, I'm sitting down. Oh. I'm up next. All right. And listening to the rain, hoping it stops soon. Anyway, I'd like to welcome Mary Frances Evans. And for those of you who don't know, Mary Frances is the president. This is a long one. Of the International Association of Audio Information Services, and she is also the executive director of the Iowa Reading Information Services in Des Moines, Iowa. Well, welcome, Mary Frances Evans.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are a riot. And what's the rest of the number on the subway card? Because we have subways up here in Iowa, too.
Oh, and what was your question?
What's that phone number to get the subway cards? No, I'm kidding.
Well, you have to answer the trivia question and win, and then you send you.
And then you can be exactly.
Yeah, it's not 1680. It's 1680.
What are you saying now about my 1680?
I don't know.
Say about my 1680.
Anyway, well, welcome, Mary. We're so glad you're with us tonight. Oh, and thanks, I'd like to introduce you to our co-host Sheila Young.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Good. You guys watch out for the storms.
Yeah,
we
well,
it's are. We
supposed
are.
To pass over quickly.
I put a sign outside.
Yeah, go away.
Go away.
Yeah. So what's it like out there in Iowa right now? Is it freezing cold?
You know, it's not. It was like 53 today, which is lovely. We had some snow a couple weeks ago and it's mostly gone. So today was actually a beautiful sunny day.
Wonderful.
For Iowa, 50 something is pretty warm, isn't it?
This time of year, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, Mary, we spoke to you about 7 years ago. So tell us. So tell us what you do and what is the International Association of Audio Information Services. And then after that, you can tell us about your position at the Iowa Reading Information.
And let's let everybody know that if you have any questions for Mary Frances, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Please call 407-894-1680.
Right. Or 407-894-1680.
Yeah, because actually you're international. You're president of the International Association. So
I am.
We have people listening all over the world. So yes, Sheila, that is very relevant.
I'm going to start with Iowa because what we do is at Iowa, the Iowa IRIS is the organization I run. We have volunteers who read print newspapers and other materials aloud over generally closed radio networks. But we're also on the internet and we have an app. And so we don't just do the daily newspaper. We also do grocery ads and we have a show. Des Moines is in Polk County, Iowa, and we have a show called Polk County Senior where we read the lunch menus and activities coming up at the Polk County Senior Centers. We're all about just trying to help people maintain independence through information. And IRIS is just one example of all the services that make up the IAAIS. So that's kind of how it all fits together. And those idiots keep making me their president.
Well, Mary, how many states have this service? Because I know that as I'm president of the Florida Council of the Blind, and I do a lot with state conventions. I do hosting for state conventions. And I think Kansas and Illinois and Michigan might have one. So do you know how many states have a reading service?
More than that. There are a number of services in Illinois. We are in Florida. We are in Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, California. Let's see. Michigan, Georgia, lots and lots of states. On our website, we have a list. I should probably look at our website. As a matter of fact, I can tell you. So, but basically,
what is your website so that our members would know?
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
You ready?
We're ready.
IAAIS.org.
Oh, okay.
IAA dot.
No,
IAAIS.org.
Okay. Yeah. And it's right here on the directory. We're in Arizona, Arkansas, California, Canada, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, which I just noticed is spelled wrong, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington State, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, Wisconsin, and then Australia, New Zealand. And there's something cooking in the U.K. that we're...
And we have listeners in the U.K., Canada, Australia, so all of the above.
Wonderful. Yeah. And this is all done by volunteers, right, Mary?
Yeah, I mean... The administration is people that actually get a paycheck, but right. Every single day of the year, my beautiful volunteers walk in the door, sit down, and read the newspaper out loud.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Listeners are provided with a free radio that only gets us. It's a custom-built subcarrier audio radio because we have the copyright law says that it has to be on a custom piece of equipment because we're reading copyright protected material. But the internet kind of changed all that. Anybody can practically read anything from anywhere. So with that, I'll speak for Iris, and it's very similar for the other services. You know, we have a live web stream. You can access our signal on our app, a custom app, any smart device. We send out Amazon Echo devices for free. We have podcasts. This organization was doing podcasts before podcasts were even podcasts. We would save MP3 files of our newspaper recordings and people could download them from our website. So now everybody's doing it. But we try to knock down all the barriers to people having simple, equal, and free access to the same information their sighted peers are reading.
That's amazing. And to know, I mean, I know we've been jumping around, but I remember when I was a young adult and I had, Michael, watch it.
That was last week.
Yeah. Before I turned 70. But I remember having one of those radios, and I lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I remember listening to the volunteers.
Virginia Voice.
Yes. And I found it so cool because I could listen to what was in the paper. I could listen to the advertisements that were in the paper, and even little short stories. And it was so awesome because at that point in my life, I couldn't read them anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, it was just made me feel like I knew what was going on. So,
and shouldn't we all know what's going on?
Amen.
You know, our most popular show in Iowa or in the service I run, is second to the newspaper is our grocery ad show. And people,
we all want to know what's on sale.
Exactly. it gives you control and decision making over your budget, your diet, You know, you can compare pricing between green beans at this store and green beans at that store. Delivering equal access to information, simple, equal, and free. Now, do I think, you know, we have two big questions that we get hit with and that we struggle with. And one of them is, can't everybody get what they need on the internet? Well, I suppose, but you guys sound to me like some of our, we call you guys our golden listeners, and it doesn't mean that. It means that you're pretty tech savvy and that you can afford the internet and the equipment to use on the internet.
And Mary, and so, you didn't hear what I said, because I said no. Because as president of a local chapter and state affiliate and involved in other areas of the blindness community, I know that we've got so many individuals who, one, are not able, they cannot afford the internet, they cannot afford a computer, they use their phone to just call a phone number. And if they don't have a phone number to call, then they can't get the information. And
right.
rural living, you know, they don't have transportation. They don't, I mean, there's so many issues with the blind community that people don't even think about.
Well, and just think about the pandemic when we all had to sign up to get vaccines.
Yep.
When that was a thing. Mm-hmm. So when most of our listeners, I guess what I was trying to say, most of our listeners are people for whom a vision loss is a new thing.
Yeah.
They had vision before. The ones who have been blind for a long time or from birth, they've got some training, hopefully and usually, you know, to teach them on devices and stuff. But most of our listeners, you know, just had a macular blowout and suddenly this is gone. Uh-huh. So when the pandemic hit, we had to send all of our volunteers home, obviously, and figure out how to read from home on cell phones and send it in. But the other thing was, we found a lot of our volunteers were just as isolated as our listeners. When, remember, they shut down the nursing homes, nobody could come out of their room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I did a phone-a-friend program. We paired up our lonely and isolated volunteers with our lonely and isolated listeners and started with the small things. What do you need? You know, do you have enough, if they were living in a rural individual home, you know, do you have enough food? What can I do? You know, and then they became friends, and some of them are friends today. So
it's nice. Transition. You helped them.
Mary Frances, you have to understand something. The Blind and Beyond radio show, since it's the only commercial radio show in the world, most of our listeners don't belong to any organization. They call it disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. 30% of our audience is sighted. 70% is visually impaired and blind. But all types of people listening to the radio show, some can afford, some cannot afford.
Yeah.
Well, you're wonderful.
So that's a little bit of us. But I mean, first of all, are we relevant when you can get everything on your internet? Well, no. Yes, we're relevant. We think we're going to be around for a while, especially because most of my listeners in Iowa are over the age of 80. Secondly, what about AI? Why can't we just have AI read everything to us? Well,
if you don't have internet, you can't afford internet, you don't have an AI device, you can't have AI read it to you.
Also, one of the first and heaviest side effects of a vision loss is isolation and loneliness, because you're not driving down to the coffee shop. Transportation becomes a huge issue.
Yep.
So our people, some of them tell us we're the only visitors they get, and they know my listeners. They know, you know, we have little ice cream socials every year, and when our listeners get to meet our readers, it is like Hollywood around here. But they, you know, we're human, we cough, we fart on occasion. Hasn't happened for a while, but I thought Michael would laugh at that, and I don't understand.
I did.
What? His silence.
You didn't laugh, Michael.
I didn't laugh.
He didn't listen.
But we're people. We're neighbors reading to neighbors, and people yeah, they can get a computer generated voice, but they prefer the human voice because that's that soul connection you can't get from a computer.
Amen. And I will tell you, it's the same thing with audio description. They're talking about the text to speech for audio description, and I am protesting it because I like the person reading the audio description when I'm listening to a movie. So yeah, so how do people sign up for your service, find out about services that are available to them, no matter what state they're in?
If you use the internet, you go to our website, IAAIS.org, and you'll see a directory and all that. And you can click and see where services might be in your state or near you. If you don't use the internet, give us a call and I'll look at the website and find out what is near you. And then, like, for example, my friend in Indiana, if you called and said, hey, I live in Indiana, what's near Indiana? I would send your information on to my friend George, who runs the Indiana service, in whose radio footprint you live. So you'll get your local stuff.
And that must be George that introduced us.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And so you ready for the phone number?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
You ready for the phone number?
Yes, we are.
844-218-8430.
I got it.
844-218-8430.
And say the website again, Mary Frances. People tend to remember a website more easily than a phone number.
It's a hard website.
I know. I know it. I could tell you right now.
All right, tell us, Sheila. What is it?
IAAIS as in Sheila .org.
Oh, so simple.
I will ask a favor. That phone number rings to my cell phone sitting by me right now.
Oh, goodness.
Uh-oh.
Don't call tonight.
If you can give me until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I don't know you people, but my sister passed away and the next two days will be very busy. And since that toll-free rings to my cell phone, I might not answer you. And I want to make sure that I can help, that I'll be in
I want to give you condolences, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Condolences about your sister.
I'm so sorry.
It sucks. But, you know, we also do audio description.
Oh,
and
wow.
We do live theater here in Des Moines. Actually, I do it throughout the state of Iowa. And one of my BFFs who does audio description just came to drop off a gift for me. Say hello, Jeannie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
So she's one that does audio description with me. And we have done we do live theater here, but we've also done funerals, weddings. Mm-hmm. We did a haunted house. I did a stock car race thing on the 4th of July. Iowa State Fair, we did an hour-long special of walking through the Iowa State Fair. So I'm with you on the audio description.
All right, Mary Frances, guess what?
All right, we'll have to have it back some other time.
I'm going to be reaching out to you because...
All right, I'll fight the fight with you.
Yes, I would. Oh my gosh, I'd love to have you come talk to our subcommittee for audio description. So
I'm yours.
I'm so sorry about your sister, but we're sending our condolences.
Yeah, I just didn't want anyone to call and say no one picked up. Well,
you're going to busy. Yeah, you're going to be busy. So,
what else you got for me?
That's it.
That's what you write.
And go spend some time with Jeannie, and we'd love to have you and Jeannie back together sometime. That would be fun to do a little segment
of
something.
You guys sound like a riot, so I think we absolutely will.
We are. You know, you remind me of somebody that is very dear to our heart. Do you know Sharon Giovinazzo?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, your personality, doesn't she feel it? Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, she reminds me of Sharon.
Not quite as not quite Sharon, but yeah, pretty close, but yeah.
Same kind of sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, you tell Sharon Giovinazzo hi for me.
Well, she's the president and CEO of the San Francisco Lighthouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wish you well and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We got to go to break.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for being here. Take care of yourself.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And we're going to come back with trivia. Don't go away. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the second half of our first hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is not Michael.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
So this is Sheila, and I am here with Lynn, and we are happy you're listening to us tonight. So, Miss Lynn, what's our trivia? Mine?
How do I know what your trivia is?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, all it's. Right. But meanwhile, Sheila, give out that website again. That was so interesting, and I hope people take advantage of
it. Yes, it's IAAI. sasam.org, where you can find out your radio services in your state and, oh my goodness, and country. it was a lot of, there were a lot of states on that list, and I knew that Florida was on it. I had just completely forgot. And I knew Virginia, of course, because I had it in Virginia. But it's an amazing service. You get a radio or an app, apparently, in some states where you could just, if you're techie enough to have an iPhone and you can do the app, you can listen to your local news, your local commercials and advertisements and grocery sales. And she was I'd love to talk to her some more. She was absolutely really, really cool. Absolutely. Yeah, that was awesome.
So are you ready to set up your, I was going to say, set up your computer.
My computer is set up.
Yeah, really? Set up your trivia. Jeez.
All right.
Okay.
My trivia is related to Valentine's Day because I have decided that every month when I'm on, I'm going to try and do a trivia question. And my trivia question is, before X stood for a kiss, when you signed something, what did it stand for? The phone number to call is 407-894-1680.
I think you better repeat the question.
Before X, when you signed a letter that said XXOO and it was kisses and hugs.
Right.
All right. So before it stood for a kiss, what did it stand for? And there's got to be somebody out there that knows that. If they don't, then I'll have to go back to my document and find another question. But we're, you know, if we don't give away a Subway gift card, what a shame. So somebody knows that somewhere. And Sheila, the phone.
Yeah, we'll tell the phone number again. I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh. Boy, we're getting big time rain.
Yeah, it's thundering here too.
407-894-1680.
What I was going to ask you, do you remember when you were little, probably like kindergarten, first, second, maybe third grade? And we used to, it was like such a big deal. We'd go to Woolworths or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
And our mother would buy us a box of those cards. Remember?
Yeah.
The little cards, the little Valentine cards. And we would fill them out. And what did we do? Pass them around in the classroom?
Well, everybody had a little bag on the.
Or a little box. Didn't they have
little
like a
box? Yeah, a little box or a little bag. And you put their card in there, and everybody got to open up their cards and read them. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, those are collectibles. Those cards.
So, Chris, did you do that when you were little?
Yeah, he's too young. Chris, did you do that?
I just came back up front. I missed that. Say that again.
Oh.
Did you have the little Valentine's cards when
in
you
your
were
classroom?
In elementary school that you could pass out Valentine's to your classmates?
Nah.
No.
I had everybody giving me them cards. I was like, why y'all giving me these cards?
Goodness gracious.
You were popular if they were giving you the cards.
Yeah, they were. I didn't understand it. I was like, huh? I was waiting on candy, but I got the little cards.
Oh, well, did you eat those little candy hearts with the sayings?
Yeah, now I had those. I gave those out.
Conversational. Yeah,
I never liked them, really.
No, I didn't. Liked,
only like two flavors I think I liked, the purple and the, what else?
I didn't like any of them.
Yeah.
The pink one was pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any calls, Chris?
Oh, yeah, the phone ringing. I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Oh, good.
I got caught up in the convo.
Minor little detail. We got any winners.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I hope everybody is safe out there. We are in Orlando, literally torrential downpour right now.
Well, they said up here we're supposed to get hail the size of a nickel.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't hear anything banging on the windows, though. So
I just hear lots of heavy rain. But as long as I have power, life's good.
That's right. I've got my flashlight right here ready to go just in case. But anyway, so hopefully you'll get a winner.
Yeah, I hope so. because I am on my laptop because my sound card is going on my desktop and I'm going to have to get a new computer. Yes, ma'am.
While we're waiting, I got a we got an email from one of our listeners. Would we please wish Grant Downey a happy birthday? It's tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday, Grant. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Big hug and a kiss and happy birthday for tomorrow.
Yeah, Grant's a sweetheart.
A little birdie told me.
I wonder who.
This is a trivia, Sheila. What's her name? What's the birdie's name?
The birdie's name is Debbie.
There you go. You're a winner, but you're not getting a Subway.
Oh, darn it. That's not fair. I got
What's
the answer, right?
Chris? Okay, we got no new call. We don't have any new callers?
No new callers yet. We're waiting.
How did I know John would be there? Because he keeps track to the day. You know what? We should remind everybody, Michael. What it, Michael? What it's what, every once a month, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, once a month.
Only win once a month.
Once, but well, John knows he keeps a track on his calendar.
It's okay.
Hey,
but anyway, I
just want to say thank you for sending everything my way.
Because you got rain now.
Yeah, it's going down over here.
It is here too.
Well, I thought it's supposed to go towards the ocean, not to, towards you. You're west.
Right. It came west. Maybe it's gonna go up I-4 instead.
Until it's turn around and come back out to the ocean.
Right.
I think I'll look at the radar thingies. Anyway, who was first? Linda?
Yes, ma'am. Linda from Bayside, New York.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see if Linda knows.
All righty, Sheila. You're
up. Hey, Linda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're wonderful. So do you know good. The answer?
How about a kiss?
No, it stood for a kiss, but what did it stand for before it became a kiss?
Oh, I thought it was before the signature. Oh, I don't know. It's not a kiss, huh?
Yeah, news for you, Linda. I don't know either. She stumped me on this one.
Yay. Oh.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess I have to wait for the answer.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
All right. And Chris, I'm looking at the radar, Chris. It's definitely going towards the ocean, right over Orlando.
Of course. Thanks.
I don't know what's over here then.
All right, Chris, who we got
back
next?
The back end.
Let's talk to our friend over in Clint, Indiana.
There we go.
All right, John, do you know?
Yeah, it's when person signed her name, if they couldn't they sign her name, they signed it with an X and then they kissed it. And that's how it came known as the signature or whatever for a kiss for Valentine's Day or anybody else.
Well, what Linda just said.
That's not the answer that I
know
have.
What it is. I know what it is now.
Trivia.
I know either. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now I know what it is. It just dawned on me historically what it was. Okay.
So, but thank you, John. Thanks for trying. Take care. All right, Chris, do we have anybody else?
Nope, that's it right now. But
can I win? I know what the answer is.
I know what the answer is.
All right, so Chris, what do you think?
A football.
No.
Oh, he's talking about the stitching on the football where you put your fingers to that.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No. See, Chris, I know footballs.
See?
No. I was a good passer. Can I say what it is? Or are you going to wait for anybody?
Well, let's. All right. We'll give them another 30 seconds. Okay. And then if nobody knows, we'll let Miss Lynn.
Oh, goody.
That's something that John didn't know and Lynn don't know.
No, but now I know what it is. I think I do. I'm pretty sure.
All right, we'll see.
Okay. Sure. I'm surprised more people didn't try.
Well, it's
tough.
I don't give good giveaways when I give a question. I want to challenge our listeners.
That's the whole idea. Okay, I can't wait anymore. I got to say it.
All right. What is it, Lynn?
I think it's when a person was illiterate and couldn't read or write. And so they would say, just mark it with an X.
No.
No, I'm wrong too. But I know.
The answer is a cross.
What? A cross?
Yep. That was what Google and the internet said. So.
Yep. Of course.
Okay, I think you should give another question. Do you have another one as a backup?
Wait a minute. Across? Get,
that's what the Google, the that's what the internet said.
We have a few minutes. Let's try another one.
All right. Give me 1 second because my document is, all right. Give me 2 seconds. Well, not two, but.
We'll give you four.
She's friends with Gary.
No, Sheila's questions are really always, they're always good. This one was a tough one. But I do know that people in the past that couldn't read or write, and if they had to sign something in the old days, you know, other centuries, they would just put an X. Yep. So we're approaching the top of the hour. And then we have another interesting guest, the second hour. Can't wait to meet her. It's Women's Night. So Sheila's, I guess, listening to her question with her screen reader.
All right.
Yeah, because
this is
that,
any.
I'm kind of.
I don't know if this is any easier, but
okay. Cupid, well, let's go for it.
Cupid is the son of whom?
Oh my God!
What is she saying?
Cupid, whose son is Cupid?
Oh my goodness gracious!
Oh, it's really not hard if people out there think about it.
Oh yeah.
So, 407-894-1680.
Who was
Cupid's parent?
You couldn't ask who's the favorite candy is for Valentine's Day.
Well, no. That's a giveaway.
These are tough ones, teacher.
Hey, I guess that's my
your teacher
my second nature is being a teacher. Yeah. So
what did you have to eat on your birthday at the restaurant?
Oh, I had peel and eat shrimp. That is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, I know it is. Yep.
My peel and eat shrimp.
Very good.
And it was just so awesome. So much fun.
That's great.
So you got to see the pictures?
I did. I saw the pictures of everybody together. And
so you got to see my older son.
Yeah, and I saw Gary sitting there, and I think I saw Dan and Leslie. And Pam.
You did.
And I think I saw you.
Asla was there.
Oh, yes. I did see Asla sitting there. Yes.
Okay. I got a caller.
All right. Who we got?
We have Robin from Clearwater.
Robin from St. Petersburg.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Who do you think it is?
Aphrodite?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But that's a great.
She's okay. Thinking of the LA. She's trying.
Yep, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Good. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, Robin.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. We'll have another question after.
All right. Anybody else, Chris?
We still have a couple of minutes to wait. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, see, I'm mad at myself because
I'm on the phone line. I got Linda and I'm trying to find out who my third caller is now. So give me one moment.
Okay. No problem.
I wonder if we confused everybody tonight after eight years going on nine, because you're always the second Sunday of the month.
I know, and I will be out of town next Sunday because I am working on a project with the Q Media Productions, and we're doing the Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina. So I am flying out on Sunday to work with Stacia on the audio description for the Biltmore.
Wow.
And I'm so excited. I've been to Asheville, but I've never been to the Biltmore. So I'm really looking forward to that. I worked on the Wright Brothers Museum in Kitty Hawk
with her. And you went to the Holocaust
in Houston with her.
All right. So I'm back. I'm sorry. We have about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. So I have a first time caller, Bruce from Lake Worth, Florida. I have our friend Linda from Bayside, New York, and I got John from Clinton, Indiana.
All right. So, Bruce, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. First time caller.
Hi. All right.
So, you want to know my answer?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Is Venus the mother of
Jupiter? Yes, sir, it is. It's Venus. Right. You are
right. I was
going
to say St. Valentine.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way. $10 Subway. You just won $10. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So don't hang up and give Chris your address, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, hold on one moment. Don't go anywhere.
We need to play that part of that song, Don't Hang Up. You remember that song?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Linda and John, for calling back. So.
Right. And Bruce, we hope you continue to listen every week. We're on any given Sunday, right, Michael?
That's right. We're here every given Sunday.
All righty. I guess we're going to the top of the hour.
Hey, Bruce, congratulations to you, man. How's everything?
Hey, Chris, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. So listen, I got you off the air. So let's go.
Chris.
Ahead.
Oh, we're off the air. Okay. He's got us off.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on one moment.
We're going to go to break.
Have us off.
No, we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to go to break. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got another trivia coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.